thank you for having this opportunity to come before you and share the word of God.
为着今天早晨有机会能够来到弟兄们中间分享着大好的信息，我感谢神。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 3.
让我们一同翻到约翰福音第三章。
We will read John chapter 3 from verse 1 through 18.
我们一同来读约翰福音第三章，从第一节到第十八节。
I'll read it in English first, and then my brother will read it in Chinese.
我们先用英文读一遍，然后我们再用中文读一遍。
John 3, verse 1 through 18.
约翰福音第三章一到十八节。
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi,We know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old?He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Jesus said, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again.The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things?Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak that which we know and hear and bear witness of that which we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Verse 13. And no one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended from heaven,even the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes may in him have eternal life. Verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
约翰福音第三章一到十八节，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我知道你是从神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。”尼哥底母问他说：“怎能有这样的事呢？”耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在地告诉你，我所说的是我们所知道的，我们所见证的，是我们所见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。 我对你说地上的事，你尚且不信；若说天上的事，你如何能信呢？第十三节，除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。第十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要向世人，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为不信神独生子的名。
During the public ministry of our Lord Jesus, many people came to him.
在我们主耶稣在地上服事的时候，有很多人来到他的面前。
Just like this morning, we have many people who come to the gospel meeting to find out what Christianity is all about.
就像今天早晨，我们也有很多的朋友们来到我们中间，要知道耶稣基督的信仰到底是什么。
And different people come to the Lord with different reasons.
我们很多人来到神的面前是有不同的原因。
Many people came out of curiosity. Maybe they want to see the miracles that the Lord Jesus performed.
有很多人他是因着好奇的心来到神的面前。
And some other,
要看看神所行的神迹。
And some other, they come because the Lord Jesus provided them with food.
有的人来到神的面前是因为主耶稣基督给他们提供食物。
There are other needy people.Who would come before the Lord because the Lord Jesus would be their last resort.
有的人因为这需要来到神的面前，因为他们知道主耶稣基督是他们是最终的需要。
And, of course, I mean, other than those needy people, those hungry people, there are also people, wealthy people, who will also come before the Lord.
除了这些饥饿的、需要的人之外，还有很多富有的人，他们也来到神的面前。
The Bible records that there is a rich young ruler who came before the Lord as well.
圣经也记载着有一个年轻的富有的官，他也来到主耶稣基督的面前。
And this rich young ruler, he is a very intelligent person.
这个年轻的富有的官，他是非常聪明的人。
And in a way, he has everything going for him in life.
在他的生活当中，可以说他是诸事顺利。
First of all, he is rich.
首先，他是富有的。
And he is young.
他年轻。
I would think that probably he is either in his mid-20 or late-20.
我想他可能大概在二十几岁左右。
And he is healthy.
他健康。
He is wealthy, rich.
他有钱财。
And on top of that, he is a person of high moral standard.
在这一切之上，他也可能是一个非常有道德的人。
Because he honored his father and mother.
因为他孝敬他的父母。
So a person who seems to have everything going for him, why would he want to come before the Lord Jesus?
像这样的一个人在生活中诸般都顺利的，他为什么要来到主耶稣基督面前呢？
I just said that he is a very intelligent person.
我想他一定是一个非常有智慧的人。
The reason why he came was he said to the Lord Jesus,What good deeds must I do in order to inherit eternal life?
他来到神的面前的有一个原因，可能借着他这句话来表示。他说：“我行什么的善事才能继承永生呢？”
You know that the riches that he now possess,
他所拥有的财富
，and he know that the health that he now has,
或者是他所拥有的健康
，all these things are temporal.
所有这些事情都是暂时的。
In a couple of decades, he may become old and he may become poor.
再过几十年，也许他就会身体不好，也许成为贫穷的人。
And that is why he said to himself, "Well, okay, I'm rich, I'm young, I'm healthy, and I'm a man of authority."
所以他对自己说：“他说，我年轻，我也健康，我也有钱财，我也有权势。
But all these things are so temporal.”
但这些事情都是暂时的。
I need to connect my life into something that is eternal.
我要把我的生命和永恒连接在一起。
I want to come to know this eternal God.
我要寻找那位永恒的神。
So that my life will become meaningful.
所以我的生命才能够充满意义。
I need to come and learn and find out how do I gain eternal life.
他要来到这边学习怎样能够赚得永生。
So that is why I said this young person, he is an intelligent person.
所以我想这个年轻人 他是一个有智慧的人。
It's not like many of the people today in the world that they spend their whole life, their whole energy, their whole effort into the things of this world without thinking about eternity.
不像今天有的世界上有些人，他们把一生的精力，把他们所有的能量都放在那些物质的世界上，跟永恒毫无关系。
Other than this rich young ruler, we have another ruler who came before the Lord.
除了这一个年轻的官之外，还有另外一个官也来到主耶稣。
And it is in the passage that we just read. His name is called Nicodemus.
就是我们刚刚读过的这段圣经，他的名字叫尼哥底母。
And who is this guy whose name is called Nicodemus?
尼哥底母是谁呢
？And according to John 3, it tells us that he is the ruler of the Jews.
约翰福音第三章告诉我们说。他是犹太人的官。
He is their moral and religious leader.
他是他们一个道德宗教上的领袖。
And Nicodemus is also a Pharisee.
他也是一个法利赛人。
He is a member of the Sanhedrin Council.
他也是撒都盖人那个聚会的领袖。
And that council has a total of 70 people who would then they are the elders and they would govern and rule.All the religious matter of the Israelite.
在这个聚会当中有七十个人，他们是这些犹太人当中的长老和领袖，他们来管理犹太人的事务。
Now, a Pharisee is a person who study the law of God and vote he would obey the Ten Commandments of the Lord.
这些法利赛人乃是研究神律法的人，并且他们要遵行神的诫命。特别是实践。
And this is who Nicodemus is.
这就是尼哥底母他的所事。
And in addition to that, the Bible tells us that Nicodemus is actually the teacher of the law.
除了这之外，圣经也告诉我们说，尼哥底母他是一个律法师。
In other words, he would interpret the Ten Commandments and find out how to apply the Ten Commandments of God into the people's everyday life.
换句话说，他的工作呢，就是要解释神的律法，并且把这些律法怎样如何应用在神子民的生活当中。
So throughout his life, not only that he studied the law of God, but he also applied it in his life.
所以在他的一生当中，他不但学习研究神的律法，也在他的生活中应用这些律法。
A person who is a ruler who has such a high moral standard, why on earth would he want to come before the Lord?
以这样一个人啊，他是一个官。并且有一个高的道德标准，到底为什么他要来到主耶稣基督面前
？It is actually amazing that he would even come to the Lord Jesus at all.
他来到主耶稣基督面前这件事情本身就是非常稀奇的。
Because these religious leaders, Pharisees, they regard themselves as superior than all other men when it comes to the religious matter.
关于宗教的事情，这些宗教的领袖认为他们。在这些事情上是高人一等的。
And in fact, out of pride, many other Pharisees and scribes, they came and they argued with the Lord Jesus about the law.
因着他们里边的骄傲，所以我们在圣经里边看见有很多的法利赛人和文士，他们来到主耶稣面前和他争论。
About the law.
的关于争论关于这些律法的事情。
And, They want to show the Lord Jesus how familiar they are with the law of God.
他们要让主耶稣看见他们是何等的对神的律法熟悉。
But that night when Nicodemus came before the Lord, this was not his attitude.
但是那天晚上，当尼哥底母来到主耶稣面前的时候，他的态度不一样。
He came to the Lord Jesus with a nobler attitude.
他来到主耶稣面前，他的态度是更谦卑。
Unlike his peers, the Pharisee, he was willing to humble himself before Jesus.
不像其他的法利赛人一样，他愿意来到主耶稣面前谦卑自己。
And listen to how he addressed the Lord Jesus. He said, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher."
让我们听一下他是怎样的称呼主耶稣。他说，拉比。我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的。
For no one can do the signs or the miracles that you do unless God is with him.
因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
We know that during the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus, he performed many miracles such as healing the sick.
我们知道主耶稣在地上的服事， 他行了很多的神迹，比如说医治疾病
，casting out demon，
赶鬼
，and raise people from the dead，
使死人复活。
So as far as Nicodemus is concerned, there is something so different about this man Jesus。
所以尼哥底母他心里边知道，在主耶稣身上有一个非常与人不同的地方。
When he came, the way he addressed Jesus is he said Rabbi。
所以他来到主耶稣面前，他说拉比。
Rabbi means teacher.
拉比的意思就是老师的意思。
And he said that we know that you have come from God as a teacher.
他说我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的。
Now this word we just simply point to the fact that not only Nicodemus think it that way, but also there are a group of Pharisees they consider to be that way too.
这里边他提到我们，意思是说不光尼哥底母他本人知道主耶稣是从神那来做师父，包括所有那些法利赛人，他们心里也知道。
Nicodemus was speaking on behalf of a group of Pharisees who knew in their heart that Jesus indeed came from God.
所以他这里边是借着代表这些法利赛人说出了他们心里的话，主耶稣基督是从神那里来做师父。
In other words, they saw it clearly that God has put his seal of approval on Jesus by doing miracles through him.
换句话说，他们清楚地看见神已经借着在耶稣基督身上做了印记，借着他行的神迹证明他是神的儿子。
They look at themselves, they look at their life, they find out that they cannot do the kind of work that Jesus has done.
他们观察主耶稣基督的生活，就知道他所行的神迹，这些法利赛人不能行。
Even though they observe the law of God.
虽然他们常常遵守律法。
And they try hard to follow the law.
他们非常努力地来遵循各样的律法。
Deep in their heart, they know that they are actually not pleasing God.
但是他们心里边清楚地知道，他们这样做并不能取悦神。
Because they fail to obey the whole law of God.
因为他们不能遵守神那个完全的律法。
And that's the reason why that night Nicodemus came before the Lord Jesus.
所以这就是为什么那天晚上尼哥底母来到主耶稣基督面前。
And he knew that even after he tried to be a good moral person and observe the law, but somehow there is a deep dissatisfaction in his life.
虽然他知道他是一个有道德的，他遵守神律法的人，但是在他心灵的深处他有一个极大的不满。
He was prepared to learn that night about what is the secret of the power and the authority that Jesus has.
所以他心里边已经准备好那天晚上要向主耶稣学习他如何能够得到这样一个生命。
He was trying to, in a way, do a little research on Jesus.
他实际上是来到主耶稣面前要研究一下主耶稣到底在做什么。
To figure out which law that the Lord Jesus has observed that caused him to become so powerful in his ministry.
他要看一看主耶稣到底是遵循了哪一条律法，使得他今天在地上的服事是如此有能力。
He looked at himself, he said, well, maybe there are some laws that I might have neglected.
他看看自己，他说，也许有些律法我忽视了。
And that is why I want to find out from this man called Jesus, what is it, the secret of his success?
所以他说，我要来到这个被称为耶稣的人面前，看看他的秘诀是什么。
You know, a number of years ago, we have a gospel friend who came into our midst.
在很多年前，我们中间来了一位福音朋友。
And he was a computer programmer by trade.
他的训练，他的专业是一个程序员。
And everything about his life it went well.
在他的生活当中，好像是一切都顺利。
He graduated from a good school. He got a very good job.
他从一个非常好的学校毕业，也有一个非常好的工作。
And he's a good man.
他本身也是一个好人。
Even when we interact with him, we notice that he is a good man.
当我们和他的接触当中，我们就知道他的确是一个好人。
But then again, when he came to the church, he in a way tells us that there is something in life that is missing, that is not fulfilling.
但是他来到聚会当中，我们知道他里边有个感觉，就是他心中有个不满足，有一个地方没有得到满足。
Everything on one hand about life is going fine with him, but on the other hand, there is this unfulfilling need in his heart.
在一方面看来，他的生活的确很顺利， 但另外一方面里边却有个极大的不满足。
And they need, and he want to come and find out what Christianity is all about.
他所以来看看耶稣基督的信仰到底是什么。
And maybe this morning some of you who would come in here is to on one hand you consider yourself to be a good person.
所以今天早晨可能也是一样。当你来到聚会当中，一方面你知道自己是好人。
And you try to obey the law of the land.
你愿意遵循地上的这些法律。
And you try to be a good citizen.
你愿意成为一个非常好的公民。
And you consider if you do that, then it should, you know, your life should please God.
所以你想，你当这样行这些事的时候，你的生活可能是会讨神的喜悦。
And God should accept you. God should accept you.
神可能会接受你。
But then again, let us take a look at how the Lord Jesus answered.Nicodemus.
但我们再看一下主耶稣基督他是怎样回答尼哥底母的。
The Lord Jesus said in here, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Now, every time when the Bible mentioned about the word truly, truly,
每次当圣经提到实，我实实在在地告诉你。
It is to point out to us that the Lord Jesus is about to say something extremely important.
是要告诉我们说，主耶稣基督他下面要说的话是非常非常的重要。
And it should not be missed.
我们不应该错过这些。
And it is a revelation of the fundamental reality about life.
乃是对生命最根基的一个启示。
And it is something that we desperately need to understand if we are to live a realistic life on earth.
当我们在地上能够活出一个真实生活的话，我们一定要非常真实地明白这些话。
But then again, the Lord in here he is saying that you need to be born again.
所以这里边主耶稣基督告诉他你要重生。
But the reply of the Lord Jesus really startled.The night visitor.
但这些话呢，实在是让尼哥底母不明白。
Why is the teacher of law Nicodemus become so lost in the Lord Jesus saying?
这个律法师为什么在主耶稣基督这些教训上，他是如此的迷失呢
？Because he came to find out what is the secret of Jesus' success.
因为他来是要观察主耶稣基督他的成功的秘诀是什么。
He want to find out what kind of law, which law has he neglected so that he can do the right thing?
所以他想要知道自己在哪一个律法上他没有遵守，所以他可以做那些正确的事情。
The same way with the rich young ruler we mentioned earlier.
像我们刚开始的时候提到那个年轻富有的官也是一样。
He asked the Lord Jesus similar thing. What good deeds must I do in order to inherit eternal life?
他也是来到主耶稣基督面前问我。行什么样的善事才能承受永生呢
？So here with Nicodemus, he is the religious ruler of the people. He was wondering which law that he need to obey.
所以这里边我们看见尼哥底母，他是这些宗教领袖的其中的之一。他不知道他自己在哪条律法上失败了。
And then the rich young ruler was thinking about good deeds.
但是那个年轻富有的官，他是想到在地上行善的事情。
But then again, the reply of the Lord Jesus is just totally different from what they expect the answer ought to be.
但是我们看见这里边主耶稣基督对他们的答案是他们完全没有想到的。
The Lord Jesus came with a reply from an entirely different angle.
主耶稣基督的答案是完全从不同的角度进入这个事实。
The Lord was talking about a new birth.That is absolutely essential to enter into the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督这里边谈到要重生，重生这件事情对于进神的国是非常非常重要的。
So the Lord Jesus stressed upon the importance of having new life rather than doing good deeds.
这里边我们看见主耶稣基督他所强调的乃是有一个新的生命，不是要超过于行善。
In other words, the Lord Jesus is saying this. We are not talking about trying to do something to improve your life.
换句话说，主耶稣基督是告诉他们，我们不是要做一些事情来改善我们的生活，改善我们的生命。
It is about the life that you need to have.
乃是关乎到我们所要拥有的这个生命。
But you can see that this is where the problem of Nicodemus lies.
我们看见这里边也这件事情也正是尼哥底母他的问题。
Nicodemus has some concept about the right kind of life one ought to have.
他自己在他的头脑中有一个先入为主的思想，他知道什么样的生活是美好正常的生活。
Nicodemus was trying to fit the Lord Jesus into his little model of life.
所以他试图把主耶稣基督也放进他自己这个生活小的生活模式当中。
And then he want to find out like what does he need to do in order to please God.
所以他要知道他做什么才能够讨神的喜悦。
But when the Lord Jesus came to him with a different answer, totally different from what he expected.
所以当主耶稣给他的答案是完全超出他的想象，完全从不同的角度来。
He was puzzled by the Lord Jesus' statement.
所以他感觉到非常的困惑。
Dear friends, do you have a similar problem today?
亲爱的朋友们，今天早晨你们是不是也有同样的问题？
You have some kind of a concept about what life ought to be for yourself.
在你的心中，你对这个怎样怎样的生命可能有一个概念。
And when you come to hear the gospel, it just comes at you in a totally at a totally different angle.
在今天早晨听见这个福音的时候，发现原来神所讲的是完全从不同的角度。
In a way, you have tried to put God into your own little box.
在某些方式上，我们企图把神放在我们自己的生这个生命的模式当中。
And your own philosophy of life.
放在我们自己对人生的哲理的理解上。
And if the message God has given us does not fit into your frame of reference.
当神所给我们的生命并不是在这个我们这个所理解的这个圈子之内的时候，
Will you be humble enough, just like Nicodemus, to find out what really have you overlooked in life?
我们是不是能够谦卑地来到神的面前，来寻找那生命真正的意义？
Now at this time, the Lord Jesus, he sensed in Nicodemus a deep hunger and emptiness.
这时候我们知道主耶稣他感觉到在尼哥底母的心中的深处他有一个饥渴，有一个空虚。
Here we have this man doing his very best to obey what he thought God wanted him to do.
这里边我们看见一个人，他尽了自己最大的努力，要做神所喜悦的事情。
And yet he feel empty and he was not satisfied in life.
但是他里边感觉到极度的空虚，他对生命没有满足。
And why did he even come to seek the Lord Jesus at night?
为什么他在夜间的时候来寻找主耶稣？
Because he would not want to risk the displeasure of his peers.
因为他不想让他的同行们知道，不想让他们生气。
And the Lord Jesus, seeing that he has gone to the wrong track, he immediately tried to put him back to the right track.
主耶稣基督这里面非常清楚地看见他走在这一条错误的道路上，要把他改到一条正确的道路上。
In other words, the Lord Jesus is saying that you are wasting your time if you think you can enter into the kingdom of God the way you think.
主耶稣基督这边告诉他，如果你要借着你自己的方法进入神的国，那你是在浪费时间。
You cannot do it. You must be born again.
你不能那样做，你一定要重生。
But then again, Nicodemus misunderstood.
但是尼哥底母这里边他又错误理解了。
He took the word born again, this word again, to mean the second time.
他把这个重生呢想到是第二次生出来。
And he asked, how can I be born again? Can I go back into my mother's womb and start life all over again when I'm actually old and gray?
所以他说人已经老了如何能重生呢？岂能进母腹再生吗？
Can I go back to my mother's womb?
岂能再进母腹呢？
Can I do this thing all over again?
岂能再生一次呢？
If this were possible, in other words, if you were allowed to do it all over again in life,
如果在生活当中这件事情是可行的，
would you have lived a different life altogether?
他会不会我生活一个完全不同的生活？
Someone would say that, well, you know, if I knew what I know now,And if I could go back and live it all over again, I think I can get it right this time.
所以有很多人说，如果我知道我今天所明白的，并且我能够回到时间回到过去再重新活一遍，那我的生活会完全的不一样。
Someone would say that if I could do it all over again,
所以有的人说，如果我能够重新来一次的话
，I would have treated my parents very differently.
那我会对待我的父母亲不一样。
I actually had a talk with a gospel friend whose parents has passed away.
我最近跟一个朋友谈到，他的父母亲刚刚过世。
And her parents, her mother was old and sick.
她的母亲非常老，并且身体不好。
But he neglected her mother for many, many legitimate reasons.
为着很多好像从外表上合理的原因，他就忽视了他的母亲。
And then after his mother passed away.
但当他的母亲过世之后
，he felt so regretful of this thing.
他觉得对这件事情上感觉到非常的后悔。
If I could start all over again,
如果我能够重新活一次的话
，Many of you may say that I would be a different child, a different son or daughter.
很多人可能会说我会是一个不一样的儿女。
If I could start it all over again,
如果我能够重新开始的话
，I would have become a better husband, a better wife.
我可能成为更好的丈夫，更好的妻子。
I would have become able to teach my children in a different light.
我可能在不同的光照下去教导我的儿女。
But the problem is, this kind of thinking is not right.
但是问题是，这样的想法不对。
You would never be able to get it right.
我们不会在这件事情上能够做得完全。
The problem with humanity is not that we do not know enough.
人类所面临的问题并不是我们知道的很少。
It is because of what we are.
乃是我们的所事。
This is what makes us do the things that are wrong.
我们的所事就决定了我们做那些错误的事情。
You know, there's a novel writer, a lecturer whose name is called Mark Twain.
Mark Twain 这位著名的作家
I think most of you probably have read a book called The Adventures of Tom Sawyer
鲁滨孙漂流记 Thomson 大家可能很多人读过这本书
One time he said something like this
有一次他提到这样一句话
He said it is not what I do not know about the Bible that bothers me
不是我对圣经所不了解的那些事情在缠绕着我。
It is what I do know.
乃是我对圣经所了解的那些事情在搅扰我。
Why?
为什么呢
?Because he is not doing what he knew.
因为他没有做他应该知道并且应该做的那些。
This is the real problem of humanity.
这乃是人真正的问题。
Most people knows What is right, and yet they do not do that is right.
很多人知道对的事情，但是他们没有办法去行这些对的事情。
The reason they do not do what is right is because there is something inherently wrong about who they are.
他们不能够行这些对的事情，乃是因为从我们里边继承了一些非常错误的生命。
And this is true of us all.
对于我们所有人来说，这个都是真实的。
We know that we should forgive those who wronged us.
我们应该去赦免那些处犯了我们的人。
But we cannot.
但是我们常常不能做。
We know that we ought to control our temper.
我们知道我们应该控制我们的脾气。
That's the right thing to do.
那是对的事情。
But we cannot.
但是我们常常不能。
We know that we should not gossip.
我们知道我们不能该传闲言碎语
But we cannot
但是我们不能停止
We cannot bridle our tongue
我们不能控制我们的舌头
We know that we cannot spend our whole life our whole energy pursuing the things of this world because those are temporal
我们知道我们不应该把我们的所有的生命和精力都花在这个世界的事情上因为它是暂时的
And yet we cannot
然而我们不能做到这一点
That is the reason the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus that Israel is not about doing some law or observing some law of God.
所以这就是主耶稣基督为什么告诉尼哥底母，我们的生命 不是在遵循这些律法。
It is about obtaining a new life.
乃是要获得新的生命。
In fact, only, this new life from God can bring us a new relationship.
实际上，只有这个从神来的新的生命，才能把我们带进一个新的关系当中。
Only this new life that we receive from Him can give us the peace and harmony that we need toward God, toward man, and most of all toward ourselves.
只有这个新的生命，才能把我们带进那个平和平和谐的生命当中。对神、对人、对自己都是这样。
It will give us new understanding and true forgiveness.
要给我们一个真正的明白，也真正的赦免。
What is born again?
重生是什么意思呢？
Here it translates as anew.
这里边有的时候也会翻译到成一个更新。
Yes, again, it means to do it the second time.
或者是第二次。
But it also means to embark on a radically, completely new beginning.
但同时也意味着要有一个全新的。完全不同的开始。
To be born again, it also means to come from above.
也是意味着这个生命是从上降下来的。
And it is God who would do it and not man.
是神的工作，不是人的工作。
And the result is a new creation.
它所以所带来的结果乃是一个新造。
It is a new beginning.
是一个新的开始。
The Lord Jesus makes it very clear in here that this is the only way to enter into the kingdom of God.
耶稣这里边明明地告诉我们说，这是唯一进入神的国的路。
What does it mean to be in the kingdom of God?
进入神的国是什么意思呢？
It means to belong to God.
乃是说我们是属神的。
It means to put yourself under the rule of God.
让我们在神的管理之下生活。
You are under the domain of God.
乃是在神的管理之下。
Paul speaks of the fact that.All the believer, we are transferred from the kingdom of darkness, ruled by the world, and into the kingdom of God.
所以保罗就提到，我们这些圣徒乃是被从黑暗的国度当中被迁到神爱子光明的国度当中。
So what we're talking about in here is a transfer of citizenship.
乃是一个我们在国民上的一个转移。
It is a radical departure from what we once were.
乃是从我们跟我们的过去有一个彻底的分离。
You know, when I came down from Vancouver to Seattle,
所以当我从温哥华来到西雅图的时候
at the border, the officer would then say, what's your citizenship?
所以在这个边境的时候，那些海关的人员就问你的国籍是什么。
I cannot say to him that, well, you know, I have done many good deeds.
我不会对他说我一生做好，我做了很多好事。
And I have a pile of money in my pocket.
我有兜里边有很多的钱。
I want to come to the States to spend money.
我要去美国花钱。
So, please let me in.
也让我进去吧。
I think certainly, I will get kicked back to Canada.
我想如果是这样的话呢，他就会把我踢回加拿大。
It's about citizenship.
是乃是关于到你的国籍。
And when I return back to Canada today, later on,
所以今天下午当我回去的时候
I cannot say some silly things like this again to the Canadian custom officer.
我也不会对那些加拿大的海关官员说这些傻话。
Show me your citizenship.
要看看你的国籍。
Who do you belong?
你到底是属于哪一个国家的？
You see, many religions today, they talk about doing good deeds.
所以我们今天看见很多的宗教，他们在劝人为善。
But Christianity,
但是基督耶稣的信仰
，we talk about a transfer to become a new citizen of heaven.
我们乃是提到我们的生命被从一个地方转移到神他的天国当中。
In order to enter into the kingdom of God, we need to have the citizenship of heaven.
要进入神的国，我们必须有这个国的国民。我们必须是这个国的国民。
Jesus said to Nicodemus once again, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into God's kingdom. That which is born of the flesh is flesh; that which is born of the Spirit is spirit."
所以这里边主耶稣基督对他说：“我实实在在告诉你， 人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，
and to
从灵生的就是灵。
And to be born of the water and of the Spirit is to let the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, convict, convert, and regenerate the sinner's heart.
这里边提到水和圣灵的生，乃是借着神的话，要在我们里边做警醒。做证实，做更新的工作。
And to be born of the water is a symbol of water baptism.
水生乃是指到我们的受浸，在水里边的受浸。
It means repentance and honest admission of need.
是关乎到悔改和向神在神面前谦卑的承认我们的需要。
The one thing that's been keeping most of the people, from being born again is that they do not want.To admit that they have a need in their own life.
有一件事情使人不能够得重生，乃是他们不能够来到神的面前，向神承认他们是有需要。
They keep on clinging to the idea that there is still some good thing in me.
他们抓住一件事情，好像在他们里边还有良善。
And God should accept those good things that's in me.
他们希望神能够接受在他们里边的那一点良善。
And if they do more good things than bad things, God should allow them to enter into the kingdom.
所以他们想，如果在这一生当中，他们所做的好事超过坏事，神应该让他们进神的国。
But this is a very destructive idea.
但这个想法是非常有破坏性的。
No.
不对。
Repentance is necessary.
悔改是必要。
It is an awareness that despite of our best effort,We are not fulfilling God's law.
乃是意识到，尽管我们尽最大的努力，我们也没有办法完全神的律法。
We are not able to do so.
我们没有能力做这样的事。
We desperately need a savior.
我们实在是需要一位救主。
That is what baptism acknowledges.
这就是受浸所承认的事实。
When a person admit, he or she needs help and come to Jesus.
所以当一个人有需要的时候，他承认自己的需要，来到主的面前。
The Spirit would do one thing that no man can do.
圣灵就要做一件人所不能做的工作。
And the Spirit will then impart God's life into that person.
圣灵就把神的生命放在我们里边。
What is a new birth?
这个新生是什么意思呢？
It is an impartation or the transfer of life.
乃是一个新的生命，在我们里边做一个改变的工作。
The Lord Jesus said in here, "He who is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit."
主耶稣告诉我们说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
What do you get from your first fleshly birth?
我们从我们这个地上第一次出生所得到的是什么呢
？What do you get?
我们所得到的是什么
？You get more flesh.
我们所得到的是肉身。
You get a living body.
那一个活的这个身体。
So what do you get, when you are born of the spirit?
我们从灵生所得到的是什么呢
？What do you get in a spiritual birth?
灵生所赐给我们的是什么呢
？You get a living spirit, the living spirit of God.
我们乃是得到神那活的灵。
Because the Bible tells us that we were dead in our trespasses and sin.But God, being rich in mercy, made us alive together with Christ.
在我们各样的过犯当中，神借着他那个恩典和怜悯，是给我们一个新的生命。
Only God can come in and regenerate our spirit.
只有神才能进入我们当中，来更新我们的灵。
It does not matter how hard you try.
不管我们自己尽上多大的努力。
If you do not come to God and ask for this eternal life,
如果我们不能来到神的面前，要求这个永生
，you cannot first of all enter into the kingdom of God.
我们就没有办法进入神的。
And your life cannot please God.
我们的生命也没有办法讨神的喜悦。
Now at this point, Nicodemus was fully aware that the Lord Jesus was telling him something very, very important.
所以这个时候，尼哥底母他也认识到。主耶稣基督在告诉他一件非常非常重要的事情。
He studied the law of God all his life.
他在一生当中都一直在学习律法。
He was wondering, is there anywhere in the law of God that mentioned about this new birth?
他所以他在自己心里边在想，在哪个地方神的律法当中提到这个新生呢？
And it is the Lord Jesus who is now astonished about the puzzling of Nicodemus.
所以这时候主耶稣基督他也认识到在尼哥底母心中这些疑问。
The Lord Jesus was saying that are you not a teacher of the law?
所以他就问他，你不是以色列人的教师老师教师吗？
Why is it that you do not understand this concept of a new birth?
你为什么还不明白这些事情？
Because the book of Isaiah spoke of a new life from God.
因为以赛亚书提到这个新的生命。
And the book of Jeremiah predicts a new creation that will be given.
耶利米书也提到一个新造要赐给你们。
And Ezekiel, it points to God one day will remove our heart of stone and give us the heart of flesh.
以西结在他的预言当中提到，神要除去我们的石心，赐给我们一个肉心。
All these scriptures give us the statement that a new life, a new beginning, a new creation.
所有这些经文都告诉我们有一个新的开始，一个新的生命，一个新造。
And this is what God has prepared for all of those who would humbly come before Him.
这乃是神为着那些所有愿意谦卑来到他面前的人所准备的。
That they, if they put away their pride,
如果他们放弃自己的骄傲，
if they tell the Lord Jesus that yes, I need this new life,
如果他们告诉主耶稣基督，是的，我需要这个新的生命。
They will receive it.
他们就要接受这个新的生命。
Now and then the Lord Jesus point out where in the Old Testament has been talking about him.
所以这个时候主耶稣就提到在旧约的时代在哪些地方提到关于他的心事。
He said Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也照样被举起来。
Now this is the story about the Israelites. Because of their sin, they were bitten by hundreds of poisonous snakes in the camp in the wilderness.
这乃是提到以色列人因着他们的犯罪，所以就有许多的火蛇进入营地来咬他们。
They were dying.
他们因着火蛇的咬就死了。
And Moses was instructed by God to take a pole and put it on a brass serpent.
所以神就指示摩西做一个柱子，在上面挂一个铜蛇。
And the people were told to look at it.
这些人如果他们被告诉说，你们可以去看那些铜蛇。
And if they look at the brass serpent, then they will be healed of their serpent bite.
如果他们愿意仰望这个铜蛇，他们就得医治。
Now this brass serpent is a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
这个铜蛇乃是主耶稣基督的一个预表。
Jesus says, "This is a picture of me."
主耶稣基督告诉他们，这是我的一个图画。
I will be made sin, which is what a serpent always stands for, sin.
我要为着你们成为有罪，就是那个铜蛇所代表的罪。
I will be lifted up.
我要被举起来。
Because God made His Son, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf.
因为神叫他的儿子本来是不知道什么是罪的，为我们成为有罪。
That we might become the righteousness of God in Him.
我们可以在他里边被神称为义。
This picture of the bronze serpent being lifted up.
这个被铜蛇被举起来这幅图画
is actually a reference to the cross where the Lord Jesus died to pay for your sin debt and my sin debt.
乃是预表了我们主耶稣基督他为着我们的罪，为着你的罪。和我的罪被挂在十字架上。
You know, in this passage that we just read,
在我们刚刚读过这段的经文当中
，there is one of the greatest verse in the Bible is John 3:16.
圣经当中一个最伟大的一节经文呢是约翰福音三章十六节。
And it says in there, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
You know, in this verse, there is a very important key word.
在这节经文当中有一个关键词。
And that key word to salvation is belief.
这个关键词关乎到救恩乃是信。
You need to know this.
我们需要知道这一点。
He who uses own intellectual mind to analyze spiritual matter will never come to know God.
我们当我们用自己的知识和头脑来分析属灵的事情的时候，我们没有办法来到神的面前。
Nicodemus is one of the examples of those who study the law of God so well, and yet he fall into this trap.
尼哥底母也是这其中这样的人中的一个例子。他一生学习神的律法，但是呢，他也掉进了这样的一个陷阱当中。
The Bible tells us that if we use our own mind to analyze God, we can never come to the truth. We can never come to know God.
圣经告诉我们说，我们若是借着自己的头脑来分析属灵的事情的时候，我们没有办法认识神。
We heard about it, but we would not understand.
我们听见很多关于这样的讲解，但是我们不明白。
We even see miracles, but we still cannot believe.
我们看见了神迹，但是也没有办法相信。
The program, the computer program that I just mentioned to you.
我刚刚提到那位做计算机软件的弟兄。
He came to us. He wanted to do a study on Christianity.
他来到我们中间，他要研究一下关于耶稣基督的信仰。
And he went through lots of material about what Christianity is all about.
所以他就学习了很多关于基督信仰的这些材料。
He uses logic, he uses an analytical mind to try to understand Jesus.
他用他自己的逻辑和他的思维来试图明白主耶稣基督。
He treats Christianity as a subject that he wants to tackle with his brilliant mind.
他想用自己聪明的头脑来研究耶稣基督的信仰。
But you see, there is a big problem with this kind of approach.
但是这样的一个方法有一个很大的问题。
Because he used the wrong faculty of his being to know God.
因为我们用了我们里边那个错误的器官来研究神。
He has, I want to say it again, he used the wrong faculty of his being to come to know God.
我要再说一遍，他实在是用了他身体中这个错误的器官来明白神。
And as a result, even though he in his mind, he understand all of the things about the salvation of the Lord Jesus, but he was not saved.
所以呢，结果就是在他的头脑当中，他明白了很多关于救恩的道理，但是他自己没有得救。
He was still outside the door of salvation.
他还在救恩的门之外。
But you say, well, I need evidence.
所以你可能会说，我需要证据。
I need real evidence that the Lord Jesus that you guys are talking about is the real Savior of the world.
我需要真实的证据，就是你们说的关于我们这位救主的证据。
That He can give me eternal life.
是关乎他是否真的能给我永生。
How can you prove it?
你怎样来证明这一点？
Now, let me say this. If you are truly sincere about your attitude, just like Nicodemus.
对，让我告诉你。如果你的态度是完全真实的，像尼哥底母一样
，I can actually show you how we can prove that the Lord Jesus is indeed the Savior of the world.
我就可以告诉你，我们怎样能够证实主耶稣基督就是他自己所说的那位救主。
To prove material things in this physical world, we use the method of man.
当我们在这个世界当中，这个物质的世界当中证实这些物质的规律的时候，我们需要人的方法。
What we normally do is we put the test object through the lab.
我们把我们要证实的那些东西放在实验室当中。
And we have a control environment to do the test.
在一个控制的环境下，我们做一些试验。
But the thing is to prove the spiritual things in the spiritual world.
但是要证明属灵的事情，在属灵的范畴之内证明。
We cannot use the same method that we use in the world.
我们就不能用世界的方法来做。
We have to use the method of God.
我们必须用神的方法。
What is God's method that we can come to know Him?
神让我们能够来到他面前的方法是什么呢？
How do we find the evidence that the gospel of the Lord Jesus is for real?
我们怎样知道主耶稣基督他是真实那位救主的这些证据呢？
How can we do that?
我们怎样做？
The Bible tells us that for faith,Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
圣经告诉我们说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Faith is the evidence of things not seen.
信是所望之事的实底。
But you say, well, I cannot believe in something that I cannot see.
但是你告诉我说，我些没有眼见的事情我不能信。
But this saying in itself is illogical.
这件事情，这个样的一个说法本身是不符合逻辑的。
If you see that thing, then it's no longer faith.
如果你看见那件事情，它就不是信心了。
You do not need faith if you already see it, isn't it?
如果你已经看见了，你就不再需要信心了。
What is faith?
信心是什么？
It is the confidence that someone or something is reliable.
乃是我们对某件事情或者某个人，知道他们是可靠的。
You say that, well, I cannot believe unless I see it with my own eyes.
你说我除非我眼见，否则我不能信。
But do you know that our whole life is based on faith?
但是我们是否知道我们整个的生活都是建立在信心之上。
Whether you're a Christian or non-Christian, your whole life is based on faith.
无论你是基督徒还不是基督徒，你的生命都是建立在信心之上。
Think about it.
我们可以想一想。
Bank would not be possible without faith.
如果没有信心，今天的银行就不能存在。
Paper money and credit card would not be possible, can never be accepted.
这些纸币或者信用卡，如果没有信心，也是不能够被接受的。
You know that actually that word credit, it has a Latin meaning of to believe.
在拉丁的原词里边，这个 credit 就是信誉，这个词本身就是信。
You know that we are in the greatest recession since the Great Depression of the 1920.
20年代之后，我们现在所经历的乃是一个金融的最大的一个萧条。
The money that you tuck away in the bank,
你所在银行里边所存的是钱。
Do you see it?
你看见了吗
？No, you don't. You just have a bank book telling you that oh, you have $50,000 in the bank cash.
所以呢，实际上我们没有看见，我们乃是拿到了一个单据，上面说我们里边有多少钱。
But you know it full well that the bank would not have the $50,000. Sitting there, that when you go and get it, that immediately they be able to give it to you.
但是你知道，你在银行里边那五万块钱，如果你没有信的话，你就不能拿到。
If every depositor would rush to the bank and demand their money,
如果所有这些存款的人都跑到银行里面去取钱
，We know that the bank would not be able to come up with all those money in such a short period of time.
我们知道银行就没有办法在这么短的时间内筹集到这么多的现金。
But then again, you believe that the bank, well, you know, my $50,000 is still safe.
但是我们在从另外一个方面相信，我们在银行里边那五万块钱还是安全的。
You believe in the liquidity, of the bank.
我们相信在银行里边这些账目。
And then, we know that there are some financial institutions earlier they have deposited they demand the deposit back.
我们知道有些金融系统他们存钱，然后呢又存到另外的一个地方。
No, the depositor want their money back.
他们存钱，然后呢又要把钱取出来。
And the bank was not able to satisfy. I think one of the banks called what Citibank, Citigroup.
所以像有些银行他们就没有办法满足像这个花旗银行。
They put their faith, they put their money into the bank, and yet they end up finding that that's not trustworthy.
他们把这个钱放在那边，把信心也放在那边，但是发现呢，这个金融机构是不可信的。
But then again, there is a bigger guy who would stand up and say, trust me.
但是有更大位置更高的人就站起来说：“你们可以相信我。”
And of course, we know that the U.S. government would then throw in billions of dollars and tell the depositor, "Don't worry about it. Don't come and get your money, because we are standing behind all your deposit."
我们知道美国政府呢就投入了许多上亿的美元，告诉他们说：“你们请放心，我们有足够的钱。”
What is this? This is faith.
这是什么呢？这就是信心的表现。
You believe in the U.S. government that they would be able to repay every dime that you have in the bank.
所以我们相信美国政府可以把我们存在那里边的每一分钱都能够还给我们。
Your life is totally controlled or governed by faith.
所以我们的生命实际上是借着信心来控制。
By faith, when you step into an airplane,
借着信心，我们上了飞机。
You entrust your entire life into the hand of the pilot whom you do not know.
所以我们就把我们整个的人的生命都交在了我们还不认识的那位飞行员的手里。
Maybe this pilot just had a heated argument with his wife. He was so angry.
所以也许这个飞行员跟他的太太刚刚吵了一架，心里面非常的。
But you step into the plane, you have faith on this guy.
但是我们进了飞机呢，我们把我们的信心放在。
Not only that you have faith on the pilot, you have faith on the maintenance team, you have faith on the manufacturers of the plane.
我们不但对这个飞行员有信心，我们对着这些维修人员，对这些制造飞机的厂商都有信心。
When people say that, well, you know, I gotta see it to believe it, you know, that really is illogical.
所以当人说我要眼见为实的时候，实际上是不符合逻辑的。
When you cross the street on a green light,
当绿灯的时候，我们过马路。
You believe the driver who stopped at the red light, his red light will then just stop there and wait until you pass walk through.
因为我们相信，在那边的红灯的那边停下的车，他们会一直停下来，让我们过去。
That the driver would obey the traffic rule.
我们相信那个司机他会遵守这些交通规则。
That he would not all of a sudden, when you're crossing, he would run you over.
他不会在我们正在过马路的时候就把我们撞倒。
Think about it. You have faith.
我们想一想，这些都是信心。
Your faith is based on believing that the driver, whom again you do not know, would obey the traffic law.
我们的信心是乃是建立在就是说，我们相信这个我们不认识的司机他会遵守交通规则。
Actually, we have a very sad incident up in Vancouver that there was a couple who was crossing the street on green light, and yet that.Drunken driver just ran them over.
实际上在温哥华，我们有一个很让人伤心的例子。有一对夫妻正在过马路的时候，有个酒后驾车的人就把他们撞倒。
Both of them lost their life.
他们两个都失去了生命。
How do you obtain eternal life?
我们怎样才能够得永生？
John 3:15 tells us that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
约翰福音告诉我们说，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The key word to that is a simple belief that Jesus died on that cross for your sin and for my sin.
关键词乃是让我们相信主耶稣基督他在十字架上为着你的罪、我的罪而死。
And that we, when we turn and look at Jesus,
当我们仰望主耶稣基督的时候
，we will receive the forgiveness of our sin.
我们就我们的罪就得赦免。
And his blood that was shed on that cross would cleanse us.
在十字架上所流出的宝血要洁净我们。
And the Spirit of God would then come and impart this eternal life into us.
圣灵就把神的生命放在我们里面。
My friend, this is a personal transaction that you must come before God and make it yourself.
朋友们，这是我们每个人必须个人在神面前所经历的一个生命的转换。
Why would some people find it so hard to believe in the Lord Jesus and to gain this eternal life?
为什么有的人他们这么难相信主耶稣基督来得永生呢？
Because their head is as big as Nicodemus.
因为他们的头脑中就像尼哥底母一样，他有一个期望。
They just simply cannot accept and they cannot believe that a simple faith in God's word is all it takes to receive eternal life.
他们不能借着简单的信心。像神的话语所告诉我们那样，借着信来得永生。
Just like this programmer that I mentioned to you earlier，
就是像这位computer 的计算机的程序员一样。
He has done a research on Christianity on the salvation。
他在这边研究基督的耶稣的信仰，研究救恩。
And he knew it all。
他所有这些他都知道。
But he was still outside the door of salvation。
但是他还在救恩的门之外。
And then we then explained it to him。
但是所以我们就向他解释。
If you want proof that Jesus is indeed the Savior of the world and that you will gain eternal life by accepting Him,
如果你要要证明主耶稣基督他的确是这个世界的救主，你要借着他才能得永生。
The key to that is you need to first of all believe in the word of God.
这个关键乃是要首先我们要相信神的话。
You believe what God has said in His word in the Bible.
我们要相信神在圣经里边所教导我们这些话。
And God is faithful, and He will give you that forgiveness of sin and also impart to you the eternal life.
神是信实的，他要赐给我们新的生命，并且要赦免我们。
Now, what confirmation did Nicodemus receive?
我们这里边看见尼哥底母他所从主耶稣这边所领受的证据是什么？
When the Jews nailed Jesus on that cross,
当这些犹太人把主耶稣基督钉在十字架上的时候，
and he saw how Jesus was lifted up on that cross, he remembered Jesus told him that night about the serpent being lifted up.
当他看见主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候，他想起那天晚上主耶稣基督告诉他那个他像要铜蛇一样被钉在十字架
上。 He was no longer fearful of his peer. He took 100 pounds of myrrh to anoint the body of Jesus and bury for burial.
所以他就不再惧怕那些其他的法利赛人，他拿了100斤的香料要包裹主耶稣的身体。
But the greatest confirmation and joy to Nicodemus was when the soldiers who guard the tomb of the Lord Jesus came before the council of the elders.
但是对尼哥底母来讲，他最大的欢喜乃是那些守着坟墓的兵丁，他们来到长老官府的面前的时候。
And then the soldiers described the event of how the angel came down and rolled away the stone of the tomb, and that they heard that the Lord Jesus was risen from the dead.
那些兵丁告诉这些官长，这些天使如何来到坟墓面前，他们滚开大石头，主耶稣基督如何从坟墓里边死里复活。
And they actually checked the tomb, and that tomb is empty.
实际上他们也去看了那个坟墓，那是一个空坟墓。
Christ rose from the dead. It proved three things.
主耶稣基督从死里复活证明了三件事情。
The first thing is Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God.
第一乃是他的确是神的儿子。
Because no power of death can hinder him.
因为神因为任何死亡的权势都不能挡住他。
The second thing is God has accepted his atoning work on that cross.
第二件事情乃是神接受了主耶稣基督在十字架上的救赎工作。
In other words, his redemptive work on that cross is effective for sinners.
也就是说，十字架上的救赎的工作对于这些罪人是有效的。
And lastly, that believer may now receive the gift of eternal life.
第三，乃是我们这些信他的人可以得到永生。
Now today for us Christian, what is the confirmation we get to when we are born again?
今天对我们基督徒来讲，我们所重生的证据是什么？
When we confess our sin, when we open our heart and accept the Lord Jesus into our life,
当我们向在神面前承认我们的罪，向他打开我们的心，接受他为我们救主的时候，
All of a sudden we find that the burdens in our heart was lifted.
突然间我们就发现我们心中那个重担被提走了。
And there is this unspeakable peace and joy that constantly stay in our heart.
乃是一个语言不能形容的和平和喜乐就在我们的心中。
And more than that, God's Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are indeed the children of God.
在这之上，圣灵和我们里边的灵同证，我们乃是神的儿女。
It is a simple belief.That would lead us into that truth.
乃是一个简单的信心，要将我们进入这样一个事实当中。
I want to close this morning's message with a little testimony from an Olympic athlete.
我今天早晨在结束这个信息之前，要借着一个奥林匹克的运动员的经历。
And he was an Olympic athlete on those what they call a 10-meter platform diving.
他是一个从十米跳台跳水的一个运动员。
You know that if you watch the Olympic game, it is one of those things. 10 meters is what about 30 feet high.
所以你如果你看奥运会的时候，你就知道那个十米跳台大概有30尺那么高。
In order to prepare for the Olympic competition, he was practicing his skill in this swimming pool. 为了准备奥运会,
所以他就在这个游泳池里边一直在练习。
And he had a group of Christian friends who has been sharing the gospel with him.
有一群基督徒的朋友一直在跟他分享福音。
And he knew from in his heart that what they share is indeed what he needed.
在他的心中的深处他知道, 这些朋友们所跟他分享的乃是他需要的。
But he resisted in his heart. He said, I'm young. I still have my goal to attend to. There are things that I need to do in life. I don't want to give my life to Jesus.
但是他拒绝, 他说我现在还年轻, 我还有很多的目标要达到, 我不能把我的生命委托给主耶稣基督。
And that night, again, he wanted to go to his practice.
所以那天晚上他又去练习。
It was a really warm night, just like a few days ago in here, 90 degrees.
也就像前几天那个天气一样, 那天晚上的天气也非常热。
And he went to the swimming pool because he knew the place really well, and because there was the moonlight shining through the glass ceiling. So he did not turn on the light, he just went all the way up to the 10-meter platform.
所以他就来到这个游泳池，因为对这个环境非常熟悉。 所以他就没有开灯，借着那个月光，他可以看见，并且呢，他爬上了那个10米的高台。
And he went to the very edge of that diving platform.
所以他来到这个跳台的最边缘处。
He was prepared to do a back 2.5 somersault with 1.5 twist.
他正在准备做一个高难动作。
He went to the very, and then of course, since he's going to do it with his back, so he turned around with his back facing the water.
所以因为他这个动作呢是背跳，所以他的背是背向游泳池。
And he was preparing his posture.
所以他就开始摆出了他的跳水的姿势。
And as he was preparing the posture, ready for the jump.
所以当他正在摆出这个跳水的姿势，准备要跳的时候，
all of a sudden, he noticed that the moonlight shine and cast his shadow onto the wall.
这个时候呢, 他就看见这个月光把他的身影照在那个墙上。
And he saw that was the shape of the cross.
所以他看见一个十字架的形状在墙上。
At that time, he was so convicted.
所以那个时候他里边非常的激动。
He was saying that why would I be consistently refusing the love of Christ?
他心里边在想，为什么我们一直拒绝神的爱？
The Spirit of God spoke to him.
圣灵就对他的心说话。
And he found that he could no longer make that jump.
所以他就没有办法再继续跳水。
Because that shadow of the cross reminded him of the love of Christ.
因为那个十字架的影子。 就在他心里边提醒神的爱。He
knelt on that platform.
所以他在那个高台上跪下来。He
prayed to God and asked God for forgiveness.
他向神祷告，求神的赦免。And
then he walked all the way back down.
他就走下那个跳水台。And
to the side of the pool, and he was trying to cool his feet.
他来到这个游泳池边，想借着这些水来。
Only to discover that actually there is no water in the pool.
但是他突然间发现在水里边，在游泳池里边没有水。
He was so surprised.
他非常的惊讶。
He quickly turned on the light.
所以他马上就开了灯。
And he noticed in the bulletin there was a bulletin board. There is a memo saying that the water would be drained on a certain day for maintenance.
所以他才看见，在那个启示板上有一个。 有一条消息说，在某一天这个水要放掉，要维修。Had
he made that jump,
如果他从那个高台上跳下去，
we know what would be the result.
我们就知道那个结果是什么。But
the Lord was gracious to him.
但是我们的神是有恩典。The
Lord pulled him back from the point of death.
神把他从死亡的边缘拉回来。More
than that, the Lord saved him, not only his physical body, but his soul.
不仅神救了他肉身的生命。
But he was so gracious of what God has done.
所以他对神，对他身在他身上所做的一切，非常的感恩。
So he told this story as a testimony to many people.
所以他把这件事情作为他的见证，告诉许多的人。
My friend, today it is not by coincidence that you come here.
亲爱的朋友们，今天你们来到聚会当中不是偶然。
Maybe you have heard of the gospel many a times.
也许你很多次听过福音。
But I believe the Lord is saying to you right now.
但是我相信神在对你的心说话。
Do not reject me any further.
不要再拒绝。
Come to me.
来到我的面前。
Confess your sin.
向我认罪。
I have shed my blood for you.
我已经为你流出了宝血。
And I will cleanse all of your sin, and I will give you as promised the gift of eternal life.
我要洁净你的罪，并且像应许那样赐给你一个新的生命。
Let us all bow for a word of prayer.
让我们一同低头有点祷告。
I would like to pray that all of those who have heard the message this morning.
我要今天早晨每一位听见这个信息的朋友们。
If God is speaking to your heart right now.
如果神现在对你的心说话。
Do not reject him.
不要再拒绝他。
Anyone who wants to accept the Lord Jesus into his heart, I want to ask that you raise your hand.
如果有人在心中愿意接受主耶稣为他的救主，我请你在座位上举手。
Anyone who wants to say to Jesus that yes, I want to know you, I want to receive this eternal life, would you raise your hand right now? Because we want to pray for you.
如果你说我要更多的认识主，我要把主耶稣接受到我的心里，请你在座位上举手。要为你们祷告。
Do not tarry any longer, just like that Olympic athlete.
不要再等待，就像那个奥林匹亚的运动员一样。
You know, Jesus has been waiting for you for a long time.
主耶稣对你已经等待了许久。
And it is time for you to say to him that yes, Lord, I want to believe you.
现在是时候了，我们要对主耶稣说，我愿意接受你。
Even though I may not know much about you.
虽然我还不特别认识神。
But you have told me that whoever believes in me shall not perish and have eternal life.
但是主耶稣告诉我们说，凡信他的就不至灭亡，反得永生。
So anyone raise your hand, please.
请你们在座位上，如果你愿意就举手。
Thank you. You can put down your hand. Thank you. You can put down your hand. Anyone else raise your hand, please.
还有吗？请你们在座位上举手。
Thank you.
感谢主。
Anyone else?
还有没有？
This is a glorious moment.
今天早晨是一个荣耀的早晨。
The Lord is so loving and gracious.
神是何等的慈爱怜悯。
He would not want any of us perish.
他不愿意让我们每一个人沉沦。
One last call. Anyone else who want to accept the Lord Jesus, raise your hand. Do not tarry.
最后一次，若有人愿意接受主耶稣基督救主，请你不要再延迟，请你在座位上举手。
Okay, we ask our brother to pray. For those who raise their hand.
请我们一同有些祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，我们是何等的感谢赞美你，因为你没有看我们的罪恶和过犯，乃是为着我们的罪死在十字架上。我们今天早晨把这些信息再交托在你的手中，为着刚才在你面前举手的这些新的弟兄姐妹们，我们实在是感谢赞美你。我们愿圣灵带领他们前面的脚步，愿今天在神面前这个决定成为他们一生的一个转折点，今天在他们心中赐给一个新的生命，赐给他们重生和新造，让今天他们这个决定能够带着他们一生，并且进入你永远的生命当中。我们实在是感谢赞美你，我们把今天在我们中间还没有决定的这些朋友们也交托在你的手中，愿你圣灵继续感动他们的心，因为我们知道每位来到你面前的都不是偶然，都是你在你的爱中拣选了他们。愿圣灵开我们的眼睛，使我们能够真正认识到你是这位救主，使我们知道我们的救恩乃是借着信，不是我们的行为。所以说，愿你做奇妙的工作，愿你实在是悦纳今天在你面前举手决定的这些弟兄姐妹们。感谢赞美主，祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名，阿门。